This is loud. Wow. I mean, the body is smaller, but it is actually nearly as loud as a normal sized guitar. Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of Zika's Spotlight at Zika's Guitars. Today I'm going to get my hands on these two guitars, two little small cute guitars. And both guitars are made by German guitar luthier Bernhard Kresse, who is an expert in building historical guitars because he has studied and restored many, many historical guitars, and he knows exactly what he's doing when he is building replica of a historical guitar. And as you can see, both guitars have a slightly smaller body, but doesn't mean that also the sound is going to be small and quiet. We will find out. Make sure to stick around with me until the end of the video. I'm going to tell you a few words about the background of these two guitars, and then I will play a few tones on both guitars. So this guitar is inspired by Johann Anton Stauffer guitars, the Viennese guitar maker, and also Johann Anton Stauffer, so the father and son. They were building these guitars in the early 19th century, and these guitars were played by Johann Caspar Merz and Luigi Leniani and many other big name classical guitarists and composers. And also the design of these guitars were so innovative in that time, and you could also adjust the neck. It was super new and ahead of time in that period. And these Stauffer guitars were the perfect guitars for the romantic repertoire. Well, this model made by Bernhard Kresse, as I said, is a Stauffer interpretation, or his Stauffer interpretation comes with a spruce top and maple back and sides, and the neck is adjustable. And the bracing system of this guitar is, in other words, non-existent because it has only one or two bars, I guess. I will blend in a picture afterwards of the bracing, then you can see it. And it's super interesting. And this guitar is inspired by Luis Panormo, one of the biggest names in the guitar making history. And he is also honored or celebrated as the only Englishman ever to make guitars that are perfect in every respect. And his guitars were also played in the early 19th century by many big names. And yeah, this guitar has been concertized on by virtuoso players and composers. And what he did different with his guitars was, instead of using leather bracing, which were very common for those guitars in that time, he used the Spanish construction. So he used fan bracing under the soundboard. And the combination of these two methods created a stunning result. And the size of the body, as you can see, is even smaller than the Stauffer guitar. And this guitar comes with a beautiful spruce, hazel spruce, and Indian rosewood back and sides. And also on the headstock, you can see a piece of maple. Beautiful one. Well, I would say let's play a few tones on these guitars and talk about the sound. Thank you. And before we continue, if you are enjoying this video, please make sure to leave a like, because if the number of likes on this video is high, we know that you are enjoying this video and I will make another Spotlight episode next week. Well, that was definitely a lot of fun to play on these two guitars. And I have to say, if you are playing classical guitar repertoire or romantic pieces, you realize that most of these pieces were written for these kind of guitars, especially if you are playing etudes of Zor, Fernando Zor. You notice that many chords and slurs or whatever are so much easier to play on these guitars because Fernando Zor has written those compositions on these kind of guitars with a more narrow neck and shorter scales. And that's why it's super comfortable if you are playing romantic pieces and classical or pieces from the classical repertoire on these kind of guitars. And let's talk about the sound of these guitars. First of all, from the volume perspective, these guitars are loud. I mean, you don't expect this kind of volume because the size of the body is smaller compared to the modern Spanish guitar shape, but the volume is huge. And these guitars, the romantic guitars from that period of time, tend to have a more soft and dark and boxy sound. And this is also exactly the case with these two guitars. So I think Bernhard Kresse did an incredible job, and I'm not sure if you can hear any difference if you compare a Stauffer guitar to this Bernhard Kresse Stauffer guitar or an original Luis Panormo guitar compared to this Bernhard Kresse Luis Panormo model, which is inspired by a Luis Panormo guitar from 1843. Well, I'm super curious what you are hearing from the other side. Try to describe the sound. Maybe you hear the sound slightly different than me from the other side. I have to say, I think the Stauffer guitar had a slightly, or the Stauffer model made by Bernhard Kresse, had a slightly more brilliant sound in the higher positions or in the trebles, while the Luis Panormo model of Bernhard Kresse had a more round and soft sound and darker sound. So at the end, it's a matter of taste and what you prefer. If you prefer a more brilliant sound or a more darker sound. And I cannot decide. That's why I have two, three guitars at home, because sometimes I tend to play my guitar with a more brilliant and crystal clear sound, and sometimes I want to get my hands on my other guitar, which sound more dark and more soft. Well, thanks for watching. Please make sure to leave a like on the video and write down in the comments your opinion on the sound of these guitars. See you in the next Spotlight episode.